Let us pray. On this morning, Father, we come together, as we do every Lord's Day, to commemorate the work of your Son, Jesus, our Savior, on the cross, applied to your people by the work of the Holy Spirit. Yet, on this day in particular, Resurrection Sunday, we reflect on the historical events of how that work was brought to pass in Christ's suffering, death, burial, and glorious resurrection. And we rejoice in it, because what could be more joyous than to know that you willed it be done for our benefit, to bring us into a right relationship with you eternally as an outpouring of your love for your people. As Isaiah wrote, he will swallow up death forever, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from all faces, and the reproaches his people will take away from all the earth. He'll take away from all the earth, for the Lord has spoken. It will be said on that day, behold, this is our God. We have waited for him, that he might save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him. Let us be glad and rejoice in his salvation. And again, Isaiah wrote, break forth together into singing, you waste places of Jerusalem, for the Lord has comforted his people. He has redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord has bared his holy arm before the eyes of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. Father, we have seen your salvation. As your people who live now between the cross and eternity, we benefit by being able to look back on your mighty and glorious works at the cross and in the empty tomb. So we sing alleluias of praise today while declaring the works of your hands to all who may hear. Father, thank you that we can gather together this day without opposition. We thank you for the fellowship found in Christ that you have granted us as believers and for binding us together in your Spirit, and especially for this local church in which you have placed us. We know we have been blessed beyond measure by that. Thank you for the blessing of easy access to your scriptures in which we find the words of life. And thank you for the teachers who have shown them and explained them to us. Let us not forget your salvation as we move on from this day. Help us to remember that salvation is more than just being saved from condemnation. As the words of 1 John state, in this, the love of God was made manifest among us, that God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. In this is love, not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God abides in us, and his love is perfected in us. Father, you have saved us to live for you. Forgive us when we don't live like a people who have been delivered from the domain of darkness and transferred to the kingdom of your beloved Son. Forgive us when we forget the love shown to us by not showing love to others. Father, in your wisdom, you have not removed us from this world, but rather you intend to use us as parts of your plan. Grant your people ever-increasing faith in your promises as we live as sojourners in this world, remembering that our true citizenship is in heaven. As the world seems to find new ways to rebel against your lordship and against the very idea of truth, give us the will and boldness to stand for truth in the face of opposition. At the same time, teach us to love all our neighbors with a love that is patient and kind. Forgive us when we are arrogant, rude, irritable, or resentful towards others, no matter who they are. Father, grant that the knowledge of your gospel would be made known in this world and that it would be honored, so that faith may grow and that the people of God may be enlarged. Be with your missionaries as they work among those that need to hear. Establish them and guard them against the evil one. Be with believers in lands where the freedom to worship you is restricted. Send your Spirit to keep them in your care. Raise up leaders in this world that know you and seek to serve you as they govern. Convict the hearts of those authorities that you have appointed to power to be just and faithful in their duties, to punish those who do wrong and commend those who do right. We pray, Father, that Redeemer, as Christ's covenant body, would continue to rejoice in the salvation found in Christ. Establish us. Keep us from stumbling or turning aside to accommodate the demands of the world. We thank you for blessing the church with its leadership and for their commitment to your word and sacraments. We pray that you would continue to provide godly direction for Redeemer as it continues into the future. Build us up as your people, Father. Teach us to encourage one another and to spur each other to love and good works. Use the ministries of this church for the edification of your people. Bless the home fellowship groups as they meet throughout the weeks and strengthen the relationships built there. Father, we pray for the success of the upcoming Women's Ministries Conference. Use the teaching there to help people discern the truth found in the gospel from the falsehoods offered by the world. May the name of Christ be glorified through it. We pray for the children of this congregation that they would be drawn to you as they mature. Grant that they may find their footing on the secure ground of your word and salvation. Keep them from the distractions and the temptations that surround them, and grant their parents in this covenant body godly wisdom and zeal for your word as they seek to raise their children. Father, we pray for your provision and mercy for those who are struggling with the trials of life. Strengthen our marriages, heal the broken relationships, provide for those with financial hardships. Grant peace and comfort to those who are mourning. Heal and sustain those with poor health as it conforms to your will. We especially pray for those with the continuing health issues, Lord, for Brian Riffle, for Lyle Burton, Greg Jones, Ed Jennings, Ginger Felich. We pray that you would meet their needs according to your love and mercy. Most of all, we ask that your people would find their strength in you in whatever circumstances and outcomes. Now, God, grant your spirit to empower your servant, Tony, as he delivers your word to your people. May we be encouraged and refreshed by the reminder of your salvation and your love. May we be able to truthfully sing the words of William Cooper's hymn to Christ, "Ever since, by faith, I saw that saw the stream that your flowing wounds supply. Redeeming love has been my theme and shall be till I die." We pray all this in the name of our most merciful Redeemer, our Lord Jesus Christ, who is blessed forever and ever. Amen.